In that moment, Tracy knew who had given her that Thanksgiving dinner. She would never have guessed that Margot, the unassuming neighbor with multiple sclerosis, was behind that generous gift. Tracy still gets tears in her eyes when she tells the story. I'd call that story, "I Like My Neighbor." Margot saw Tracy's situation that Thanksgiving day and did something extraordinary. She gave her the perfect gift without anyone asking her to, and without asking for anything in return. That one gift had a massive impact on Tracy's life. Moved by the anonymous donor's generosity, Tracy purposed in her heart to do generous things for other people. The very day she got off assistance, she took a basket of gifts down to the welfare office for anyone to take. The welfare officer was stunned. Can you imagine the look on his face? Who does something like that? And that was just the beginning. Since then, Tracy and her husband have become foster parents and have adopted a son. She regularly looks for opportunities to give. The last time I heard from her, she was getting ready to volunteer her Saturday afternoon at the local Humane Society. One of her latest ideas is to leave $5 Starbucks gift cards with little notes of encouragement to her coworkers just to make their day better. This year, Tracy and her family made a New Year's resolution to find 100 opportunities to give to other people. How inspiring is that? What I appreciate most about Tracy is that she doesn't do her giving to be noticed by others. Since that Thanksgiving day in 1993, she has discovered the joy that comes from giving. Now she's hooked. She doesn't give to make herself look good. She gives because she likes giving. It makes her feel more alive. It's how life should be, she says. There is something incredible about giving when it's our idea. Opening our eyes and ears to the people around us and asking, "How can we give?" is a profoundly life-giving and satisfying way to live. One of Jesus' ideas was that it's more blessed to give than receive. I've found that to be true. The generous life is the only life worth living. Just imagine, what if every single person on the planet woke up and, like Tracy, looked for ways to give? What sort of world could we create through the simple, powerful decision to live generously? Whoever you are, no matter how much or how little you have to share, making the decision to give regularly to others, daily, weekly, or monthly, will enrich your life and change the lives of the people around you. When we choose to give, we change, and the people around us change. When we move from awareness to action, miracles happen. When we allow giving to be our idea, a world of possibility opens up before us, and we discover new levels of joy. If you, like Tracy, get hooked on giving, you'll find yourself asking, "How generous can I be?" When that happens, you'll realize not only are you loving life more than ever, but you're also part of creating a more generous world, a world that's better for all of us. If you haven't ever experienced the joy of giving, or it's been a long time, this book will show you where to start. We will walk with you as you take your first steps, and we'll stick with you as you grow in the art of generosity. Or if you're nodding your head right now saying, "I've known this for years," then we're here to encourage you to keep growing and to empower you to spread the joy. We never arrive. I've been discovering the joy of generous living for many years, and I feel like as if I'm just getting started. The best things in life are like that. They grow and never end. I Like William, submitted by Elizabeth. In the affluent Ivy League town of Princeton, New Jersey, someone like William tends to stick out from the crowd. William is 67 years old, and it is evident from his personal appearance he has a disability. William has cerebral palsy. Our family had become aware of William because we'd seen him riding around town on his scooter, but mostly we knew William because he swept the sidewalk and opened the door for customers at Starbucks, my local coffee oasis. Being a bit of a coffee addict, I tend to frequent the Starbucks in downtown Princeton, often going there with my family. From the beginning, we noticed William and took time to get to know him. My 3-year-old son, Chase, gets especially excited whenever we see William's scooter outside. Over the past year or so, William has become our friend. Recently, however, I realized William...